exciting pointer arithmetic stuff because I don't know where it ended, where it stopped. Okay. So let's go to F. Let's decode what this says. My func is a function that takes no arguments and returns a pointer to an integer. This is not a pointer to a function. There are such things, by the way, as pointers to functions. Several of you said there can't be a pointer to function. There's no such thing. No, there are such things as pointers to functions, and in fact, they are used. You may have to use them on your upcoming assignment, depending on how I write it. If so, I'll explain what that is and how to do it. If you wanted to, side note, if you wanted to have a pointer to a function, that's how you write one. Okay, that definition is now read as f is a pointer to a function that takes no arguments and returns a pointer to an integer. You're not going to need this for this particular problem, but just so you've seen it and there is a, such a thing, there are those things called pointers to functions. And like with arrays, array is a pointer to the beginning of the first element, the name of the function is a pointer to the beginning of the function. In other words, to one of these things you can assign the name of the function, much like you can assign the first element. Okay, enough of that digression. But you can read about it more at leisure when you need it. At least now we know it exists. Okay, so my func is a function, takes no arguments, returns a pointer to an integer. Inside of that, I have one local variable, which I'm assigning a value of 5, and then I'm returning what? A pointer, the address to that variable. Local variable. And that's the problem is with the fact that it's local variable. Okay, but now we're at least decoding the syntax. So this is the address of this thing. Address, pointer, same thing. So I'm taking the address of this local variable and I'm returning it. It, mind you, it's the same thing. This one says star, this one says ampersand. Okay, language thing. Address here, address of a point, address to an integer, pointer to an integer. It's okay. The type is the same. No problem. The problem is the fact that this is a local variable. Local variables go out of scope when your function ends. They disappear because they used to be on your stack. The compiler says, I'm done with this function. Let me just wipe it out. And then what do you hold a pointer to? It's been wiped out. So much like with an uninitialized pointer at that point, you hold a pointer to something that is not yours. That is bound to cause a seg fault soon enough. This would not be a memory leak, but this, because you're not, a memory leak is only when you declare memory but don't return it. You haven't declared any memory. You're basically saying, I'm going to be needing this address, but the address is no longer available to me. A memory leak is the opposite. Something is available to me, but I no longer can catch it. Here, I can catch it, but it's not available to me. That's what it is. The other thing is, not, yeah?
Because that memory location held an integer, when it goes out of scope, it still really holds that value there, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course it does. No, nobody wipes it out. It still holds the same bytes and the same zeros and ones. It's just, and you can still interpret them the same. The only problem is they are no longer yours. In other words, they could be given to somebody else.
Okay.
In which case, you're going to be touching into that somebody else's memory, which is which is an absolute certainty in the case of a local variables, because as I drew, they go on the stack, these local variables. And so, with your invocation, this is the space that the compiler gives you to write any variables that you have. And then a function that you might call has the next thing. When that one returns, it takes that, reclaims this memory, and gives it to somebody else. But that's the very next thing that he's going to give to somebody else. In other words, soon enough that's going to be given already, and you're going to hold a pointer into the memory of some other function.
If you did like a C out and then do reference whatever that returns immediately, it would probably print out the integer shortly after, or maybe when it returns.
If it's immediately after this, it may do this unless the compiler is really strict and doesn't allow you to touch it, as because for experimentation purposes, if that's the very next thing that happens and the stack is all yours anyway, it's going to be okay. But this is exceedingly risky, so don't want to do this. Depending on what your intent is. If your intent is to return a pointer to some valuable thing that you've just produced, the answer is allocate memory for that valuable thing so that when its name goes out of scope, at least you can return the place that points to it. Yeah? So if I needed to somehow return this thing, I would better allocate memory on the heap someplace. Okay, new int, and then I'm going to assign to that new int over here, so that even when my local variable goes out of scope, I can still return the address to that. This is going to be severed, that link, when it goes out of scope, because this is going to be wiped out. But this thing is on the heap, it's not on the stack, so it will live. So long as I can arrange to get a pointer to it and return that, it's going to work for me. That's the way to return pointers to things, as opposed to use local ones. If you made it static, then it will certainly not go out of scope, but then you're doing other things. And maybe that's what you want, but maybe that's not what you want. Because if it's static, then it lives, and so anybody else who refers to it is going to be referring to the same copy. Maybe you don't want, maybe you just want that to be only your copy as opposed to shared with everybody else in the same class and in the same scope. So it will serve that purpose, but it may have an intended side effect. The answer.
If you, before you return, made a pointer to the nint and returned that, you're returning a pointer to it, does your program still have a hold on that address now and it doesn't get...
You're trying to do pointer to pointer?
No, so you, in the function, you make int n a equal 5.
Yeah.
And you have an integer pointer that you point to n int.
Okay, it's still pointing to the wrong place because this is in the stack.
So when it returns, regardless of...
It will still point to the wrong place. So the only way to retain this thing is to get this thing, to get whatever computation is, out in a cell that is not living on the stack, so that it doesn't get wiped out.
So if you use new, it'll work.
It will use you. Then it's not living on the stack anymore.
That
if you make it static, it goes on the heap, like with new and like with global variables, and therefore it lives on.
But does it live? Do you have access outside of the function?
Yes, you do. Yeah. But again, this is not necessarily the preferred solution. You know, you have to think about whether this is what you want. It has side effects, and are those desired side effects? It's the same thing as saying, well, you know, why do I make private variables? I just make everything public in classes. I mean, yeah, you could, and that's going to solve lots of your access problems, but it has consequences.
Or friends
in all classes together. And let's just all huddle together. Yeah. All right. Any more questions on F? Yeah. You would want to delete it where you no longer need it. In other words, it doesn't have to be in the same function. It has to be somewhere in the same program, in the same class. But nobody says that it has to be in the same function. Like, for example, you do with classes. You create them with new in constructor, but you delete them in the destructor. You don't delete them in the constructor itself, don't you? So they're not the same function. But eventually, when the class is going to go out of scope, the destructor is going to be called and called the delete function. Likewise here, you're going to be deleting it where you no longer need it. Sure, don't forget to delete it, but nothing compels you to delete it immediately. Okay, shall we go on to G? Alright, this one has a number of issues. In fact, more than I initially expected, some of you discovered. I think I had two or three problems, and some of you pointed out more. So we can go deeper into problems here. Alright, this one takes drawing another diagram. Let's read the lines and make sure we know how to read the lines. So, PO list is a pointer to some type which we call list. PO my list is another pointer to the same type called list. Maybe that's a list, maybe that's not a list. Maybe that's a linked list dynamically allocated. Maybe that's an array that we just happen to call list. We don't know. We can assume that it's a list because of how it looks. Next thing, so far so good. Next thing is we assign one pointer to the other pointer. Some of you said, now one becomes a pointer to the other. No, it doesn't. Much like with question number 2 on B, in pnint 1 and pnint 2, one of them does not become a pointer to the other. Both of them point to the same thing, whatever that same thing is. Okay, so PO my list and PO list okay, again squiggly lines, because I don't know what they point to. I have not initialized it. That's one of the issues. Okay, some of you pointed that out. It wasn't my intent for this problem, but of course it's an issue. So if you pointed it out, then okay, that certainly is valid. My intent was with some of the subsequent problems that we're going to point out, because they are more specific to this thing and more subtle. Okay, so now two things point to the same unknown thing, which isn't theirs. So they point to the pockets of somebody else trying to do something in it. Okay, and then next thing, I'm trying to delete the memory pointed to by one of those lists. What would delete do? Well, this is a pointer. So we will take that pointer, see where it points to, and deallocate that cell. That's all it would do. If this were a full list of 1,000 things, it would only delete the first, and in the process lose you access to second, third, and 1,000th. So there is a memory leak here. Yeah. In other words, this could be, we don't know, but it could be such a situation where this is a linked list of some sort. Delete with PO my list basically says, tell me where PO my list points. Okay, here, yeah. And if I actually have access to this thing, which I don't know, in other words, it could cause a seg fault right there before trying to do anything, because it's trying to access the cell that it's pointing to, which hasn't been initialized. We already talked about this in B. But let's assume that there was actually code here that initialized it. I kind of assumed this as I was writing the problem. I probably should have put at least a comment there. But assuming that that is the case, and the memory is yours, you still have lots of problems here. And one of them is, PO my list will say, all right, I just release this first cell out into the world.
Yeah, it definitely didn't see it as a memory leak, because there's no memory allocated for it.
Yeah, okay, there's the other thing, which some of you pointed out, where there's a delete, but where's the new? So I should have just said, well, you have allocated memory. These are linked lists. and all of that. But if you pointed those things out, yeah, they are real problems, and if that happens to be the code, then you ought to fix it. So that's fair. But let's just look at this memory leak, because it's interesting, and it's one of the reasons why deep versus shallow copies, you know, makes the distinction. So this thing deletes the first cell, loses you access to everything in the rest, and in the process kills this other pointer's option to access those either, because you both happen to point to the same thing. You deallocated it. Now the other guy is still pointing to it, but it's no longer in memory that he owns, even if he used to own it before.
If this is some kind of list object, doesn't it have a destructor?
Yes. But to call the destructor, you would need to call the destructor as opposed to delete. Delete is the way to say, delete me the cell that is pointed to here. Usually the destructor would do iterator of some sort and would call delete on the individual cells, on the individual nodes of a list. Because you only call delete here, but not the destructor of the list, then you're really only operating on one of the cells. Delete itself doesn't understand objects. Only the destructor does. No. I don't think so.
How do you call the destructor then?
By calling the destructor with a tilde. This is not my knowledge, but if that's the case, then it would call the destructor and whatever the destructor does. Okay? So maybe you know a little more than I do there, which is fine. And even in that case, you would have the issue of now depriving the other pointer, because it will still be pointing to things that have been deallocated. Whether you've deallocated one or 1,000, okay, maybe there is no memory leak, but the other guy still holds something that's useless and dangerous.
I'm not sure delete actually does call the destructor, because of the fact that when you look in the Chrono book, their remove method uses delete to delete the node.
Okay, we'll need to find this out, and let's discuss this over on the discussion board and clarify it, and of course it will be welcome, because all of us will learn something, including myself. It hasn't been my knowledge that it happens, but my knowledge has its horizons too. So, okay. Other questions on G?
So is the keyhole
We don't know about the function. From the snippets, we don't. It would not be a memory leak if the delete actually calls the destructor and releases everything. If it doesn't, then all of those things have leaked.
From what I see, the claim is that it does. Various people say that delete does call the destructor.
Okay. Well, let's go over that on the discussion board and point to the article that you're reading so that all of us can read, and then we'll know. Thank you. Okay. More questions. Yes.
Yes,
that's the biggest problem, and the problem between deep and shallow copy. Because once again, for those of you who may not see it that way, a shallow copy would essentially assign values directly from one class to another class. And if you wanna have a pointer in one and a pointer in the other, it will assign one pointer to the other, and you end up in this situation. So that when one of the classes calls it its destructor, it will destruct the object that the other one holds as well, because they happen to point to the same thing. Whereas a deep copy would actually do a copy including where the pointer is pointed to, as opposed to only using the addresses and operating on the originals. You should have... It's hard to know. I mean, you're still going to hurt the other guy the way that it's done here. If what you want to do is make PO list also be deleted, then that PO list needs to know, because maybe somebody else owns it.
Yeah, I don't know, the problem I saw with it is just you have no idea what it points to. I mean,
sure. Yeah, so there's lots.
I have a question about that in general, though. Let's say you don't allocate a pointer. You don't say, okay, this points to some new object. Can it point to, how random a thing can it point to? Can it point to the middle of some array that you previously allocated and then...
Yes, it can. Yes, it can, because if you didn't initialize it, then it stores whatever value used to be there when the cell was last touched by the computer. That could be yesterday. Okay. All these zeros and ones are remnants of voltages, because the hardware only operates on the electrical aspects. And so when it runs a voltage through a particular transistor, it stores the value of the voltage, but okay, it's anywhere between 0 and 5 volts. So 5 is considered 1, 0 is considered 0. Now what if there's a 0.5, because voltages are continuous, they're not like 0, 5, 0, 5, okay. What if it's 2.3? Well, there's a threshold below which it is considered 0, and a threshold above which it is considered 1. And of course voltages leak from transistors from time to time, so a 1 can turn into a 0 if you leave your computer off for a while. So you can actually point anywhere, really. Yes. The sequence of zeros and ones is can lead to unmitigated situations. Yes.
So you mean I should not believe the POE because I don't know the
real
POE?
It would depend on context, but at least this way you're leaving POE list holding a pointer to something that is no longer available. So that is by all means false. If you didn't want that to be false, at least make this to point to no, so that when the guy tries to access it, they'll immediately get a no pointer referencing error, and they'll say, what happened here? I thought I held a pointer to another list. Let me go talk to this other guy that deallocated my memory. All right. Shall we call this the end of the pointer session?
Yes.